is now.
Everybody find somebody someplace. There's no telling where love left is.
Something in my heart keeps saying, find someplace is here. If I had it in my power, I'd arrange for every girl to have your charm. Then every minute, every hour,
every boy would find what I found in your heart.
Your love made it well worth waiting for someone like you.
If I had it in my power,
I would arrange for every girl to have your charm.
Bunker. Yeah, She Wolf Day. And that was Dino. I always liked his singing. Him and Sinatra. I don't necessarily believe much about their politics or their morals, but I like the singing. Of course, a lot of songs have gone under the bridge since then. A lot of younger people don't even know who these guys are, you know. But anyhow, it is She Wolf Day, and it's the 11th. Yeah, December the 11th, 2015, and we've got pretty warm days up in the 50s and supposed to go up into the 60s tomorrow or over the weekend. Hey, cry your eyes out some of you other places. I see my one of my daughters is getting rained out up there in the northwest. Boy, floods and cave-ins and everything, but luckily she's high and dry and they're doing fine, so... That makes me a happy boy. And don't forget, we're at P.O. Box 401, Warsaw, Indiana, 46581. That's where you send your dues for the radio show, your donations for the prisoners, all that kind of stuff. And you've been doing pretty good. And I appreciate it. We got some new subscribers coming in. Oh, happy day, man. We're here in North Central Indiana, as per usual, right next to Terrible Tommy's Terrible Tavern and Steakhouse and Filling Station, where we serve only Ethel and regular. Forget that stuff they do put together now with all that corn mixed up in it and all that stuff. No, we sell the old stuff, the good stuff. You can run those big 500 horsepower V8s on, man. We don't sell any of that Mickey Mouse stuff. And then you can look over the fence, but we're not open right now. The weapons of mass destruction used equipment yard. We closed for the winter, but people do still come around here and look over the fence and trying to scope out what they want to buy next spring. So we're bringing that stuff online as fast as we can. As fast as the U.S. Army and so forth leave it laying all over the desert and ISIS drops it, you know, when they're running away. Yeah, we get it over here, boy, and I'll tell you, we bondo up all those bullet holes and give them a paint job. next spring you come out here, boy, we'll fix you up with a real weapon of mass destruction that'll scare the bejesus out of, well, you know who. Well, being Friday night, I think I might take the lady out and have a drink or two and do a little karaoke. You know, a lot of them around here sort of expect to see me on a Friday or a Saturday night at one of the places around where karaoke. There he comes. That's that karaoke singer. You know, some of these senior citizens are damn good singers. Some of them could almost be professional, or might, maybe they could be professional. And, of course, some of the younger ones are great, too, but around here we got more seniors than the younger people, you know. Anyhow, you ought to try it sometime. It's good for your heart, good for your brain, all that stuff. To sing, sing, yeah. And if you want to ever public speak, do public speaking, it helps out, too, man. And it helps you get up before a crowd. You know, I get up before 100, 150 people, sing karaoke. I love it, baby. If you want a copy of one of my front page pictures that I had on the magazine out there in California, San Diego, they got a slick magazine a few years ago. They took my picture singing karaoke with my cowboy hat on. I had a bunch of them run off. If you want a copy of it, just tell me. I'll send it to you. And you can put it in the outhouse there to keep the mice out. Boy, old Trump has got his high horse going. You know, his style is funny. You gotta give credit for his style at spreading chaos. He knows anytime he says anything, they're going to go crazy. Anytime he says anything. So wait till we get up there to that a vote in Iowa and then New Hampshire. Then things are going to get really exciting. These professional politicians are just mortified at this boy. Well, what are we going to do about this boy? Yeah, they don't know what to do. Shit or go blind. That doesn't allude the fact that he's playing the politician, and he's a billionaire and all that, and he plays with the Jews. Yeah, you couldn't be in big business in New York City without being friends with the Jews. So you got to remember all those things. And he's got to have a few Uncle Toms around that he keeps in the stable just to keep people off his back, that he's not a racist, you know. But all white men underneath the first layer of skin, all white men are at least a little bit racist. You know that. When the niggers say they are, they're telling the truth, man. Don't try to deny it, all you Republicans. You're something else. The problem with you guys is you're afraid to stand up for what you really believe down deep. And that's why you like Trump, because he says everything you want to say, but you don't have the balls to say it. And that's why the people really like him, because most people are cowards. They're not going to do anything or say anything that might upset somebody. So he does it for you, and you love it. You love it, don't you? Of course, it's never about race. No. I don't like him because of his racial things he says that are racial. No, not me. I'm a good Christian boy. Here's some typical stuff about the Muslims. The propaganda of Islamophobia and the agenda of painting Muslims as crazy and evil is in full swing. Well, I don't think anybody, I haven't met anybody that said all the Muslims are evil. Any more than all the Christians are evil, you know. And anyhow, explain evil to me. Depends. One man's evilness is another man's patriotness. In the face of the latest mass shooting in San Bernardino, I don't think there's any white people in that town. Even 10 years ago, when I still was in that particular area, I was about 40, 50 miles from San Bernardino, about all Mexican then. another blatant false flag attack. Well, I don't quite understand what you mean by that, boy, because they were pretty well armed and pretty well, they had all the guns, they had everything, and they were radical Islamists. I don't understand why you say it's a false flag. It looked like a pretty straight-out flag to me. We need to be careful to avoid the knee-jerk reactions. What the hell exactly does knee-jerk reaction mean? Mean you're quick on the trigger? Well, you got to be quick on the trigger if you're going to survive. If you're wrong, you're wrong. But most of the time, if you're quick on the trigger, you're going to be right. Knee-jerk reactions you see among mainstream politicians and the media. Here again, they go, all Muslims are not evil. Well, you can say that about the niggers, you know, or anybody. They never say that about white supremacists, though. All white supremacists are not evil. Did you ever see that? Ever since the fall of the Berlin Wall in 1989, the dissolution of the Soviet Union in 1991, the Anglo-American Israeli controllers of the New World Order have been looking for another bogeyman to give the Western public communism. Communism has expired and outlived its usefulness. Terrorism became the next substitution, especially Islamic terrorism. Thus, ever since bin Laden and the 19 Muslim hijackers were framed and falsely accused of committing the 9/11 attacks, when it was really an inside job with the help of the Israeli military agency Mossad. Well, we're suspicious of a lot of that stuff, but we don't know for sure. 9/11 attacks, when it was really an inside job with the help of the Israeli military agency Mossad. Yeah, I said that before. We have been bombarded with endless propaganda by the Zionist MSM mainstream media to hate and fear Muslims as the great new enemy. Well, the Muslims have been our enemy in the past, and we've been their enemy. We killed the shit out of them in the Crusades and so forth, and we used them in the First World War and the Second World War and so forth. So you can't count them out as a great friend of the Republic. Knee-jerk reactions come from the reptilian emotional part of the brain, the amygdala. It's time to use the mammalian rational part of the brain, the neocortex, to think the issue through. Well, I'd rather use the frontal lobes of the Aryan brain. If the thoughtless reaction of the alternative media to this latest false flag mass shooting is merely to cry out that all Muslims are evil, that the entire religion of Islam is evil, that we need to eradicate all mosques. Oh shit, this goes on and on. This is ridiculous. Well, I could tell you this, if you took a lot of the parts of the Christian Bible and the Old Testament and the New Testament and took out of there certain passages and put them in a book cover that had the Quran on it and read it back to people, they'd say how horrible that is. How horrible everything you're reading back to them is, because everything that you could find that's violent in the Quran, you could find in the Holy Bible. So try it sometime. Take a whole bunch of those real juicy stuff, take, you know, out of the Old Testament and New Testament and paste them inside a Christian Bible and just go down on the street and have people read them. Christianity is just as violent and wild now and in the past as the Muslims. We're interested in race, not religion. So that's the problem there. I have nothing against white Middle Easterners, and there's a lot of them over there. I noticed a lot of them in Iran, a lot of white people. So I had no problem. We could take all those white people that are living in those countries and bring them over here and deport all the non-white types over there, you know. So, but to get into this Now, they do use the Muslim religion as a beachhead to where they can build mosques all over the place and use them for many times political purposes, just like the Christians do. Christians around here, these Christian Republicans, they're having political meetings in the churches all the time. And they're getting tax exemption, too. And who's going after them, you know? So anyhow, it's a ridiculous situation as far as I'm concerned. Especially since we really stuck a ball bat in the beehive by going over there and meddling with their affairs. And they get pissed off, you know, when they bomb your house, it tends to make you mad. And so then they come back at you, and you get all excited. Well, you should be fair and honest about it, you know. When somebody does something you don't like, you got to look at both ways. Now, we dropped atomic bombs on Japan. We didn't need to. There's a book called Hiroshima's Shadow. I got one coming. I heard somebody talking about it, and they said that even Eisenhower and George Marshall of the U.S. Army pleaded with Truman not to drop the bomb, that Japan was on the verge of collapse and surrender anyhow. Turns out that evidently Churchill was the one who pushed it the hardest, because he didn't want to split things up with old Stalin. He didn't want Stalin to get more than they got. So he pushed real hard to drop that bomb. So that's, and he would have dropped it on Germany too. Or he would have dropped it any place to either so-called win the war, which I never use that. You don't win a war. You can't win a war. Even if you win, you lose. You go deeply in debt. You get thousands and thousands of people killed, some of the best people of your race and so forth. So anybody that says, well, we won World War II, that's bullshit. Yeah, did we win World War I? That's bullshit too. It's affected the country and affected Europe and the United States ever since. A lot of this Islamophobia is a Christian thing, big business Christianity against the Muslims. They're going to have to split the dough up. You're going to have another big religion in here, and they're going to want to control a lot of money, so they're going to be recruiting all kinds of people. And that pisses off the big preachers, because they don't want to split that money up. They've been making about $500 billion a year in the United States off religion. If the Muslims get in here, and they are getting in here in large numbers and building their mosques all around, well, they're going to start stealing away lots of people and from the Christians, and they're going to join up with the Muslims. And the Muslims will moderate, and they'll make themselves acceptable. So there you go. So don't expect me to get involved in the Muslim versus Christian, the Christian versus Muslim thing, because it's not racial. It is not racial. Well, the webmaster put together a list of all the heroes of the race and that are dead, where they're buried. Everyone that we know of, there's some we still have to dig up. And I should have learned years ago to write everything down, because now I'm getting to the age where I don't remember as well. But anyhow, I sent that out this morning. You should put it away, and if you're ever traveling around and get close to one of these cemeteries where one of our fallen have been buried, we'll stop by and put a posy on the grave or something, you know. Or even a couple of minutes of silence would be nice. And then let me know that you stopped by. Now, these are mostly going to be burial grounds here in the United States. There may be one or two from Europe, but we believe it's up to the Europeans to put these lists together for Europe. if they're not too busy out marching up and down the street with their flags and stuff. You know, there's two or three fairly slick web media outfits that are allegedly on our side, and the stuff they put out is pretty slick, but I don't trust most of it. I just don't trust most of it to be going by the facts. Now, you can say anything about somebody if you don't like them or you hate them, you know, but I like to stick to actual facts. And there's at least two of them on the internet that come out and make some very bold statements that I don't think that they can actually show me the evidence to back it up. And I'm not going to fall into that trap, even though it's very enticing because they sound like they really got it together. But I don't trust everything they put out. That's all I can say, and you probably know who they are.
Political talk show hosts Mika Brzezinski and Joe Scarborough had a blowout fight with GOP presidential candidate Donald Trump when he started trying to talk over the hosts of the show. Needless to say, his phone interview was cut a little short. Mika was talking to Trump about his ban on Muslims coming to America policy.
Total and complete shutdown of Muslims entering the United States until our country's representatives can figure out what the hell is going on?
Mika asked if the comments were counterproductive. Trump responded by saying that all the ones who are not on my side are zero in the polls, then continued talking over Mika. Neither host could get a word in to ask a follow-up question. Joe had to raise his voice and warn Trump that if he kept talking, they would cut him off and go to commercial. Trump yelled back, and Morning Joe rushed to a commercial break to shut down the billionaire's rant.
This is outrageous, coming from someone who wants to assume the highest office in the land. It is reckless and simply un-American. Donald Trump sounds more like a leader of a lynch mob than a great nation like ours.
Don't you smell a rat, boys and girls? Don't you smell a rat? They needed something to amp up the public and get a lot more of them out to vote. And this is being the perfect setup to get all those people that did not turn out to vote against Obama last time. Oh, wait a minute. I got my mic turned around again. And they were trying to excite them to get them out and turn them out for this election. I think they... public is being very carefully maneuvered. I don't think there's any way in hell that Trump is going to be the man at the end there running for president against Hillary. But they're going to get them all excited and going wild over a lot of issues. And a lot of issues, I agree, there's issues. But that when they should have gotten excited was the last time when Obama was running. They should have gotten Trump out there on that deal, because that was a ho-hum, go-to-sleep type situation. But I'm telling you, behind all this, it's another set-up scam. Here's a little excerpt following Trump's latest foray into hate speech. His proposal to bar all Muslims from entering the U.S. Various Ku Klux Klan-aligned groups and figures have amped up their outreach efforts as part of an attempt to inject themselves back into political conversation after having been rightfully sidelined for years. Well, you may have been sidelined, but I'm not sidelined, because we're not thinking the same way these right-wingers are. We're looking for revolution at some point, maybe civil war at some point. So whether we're quiet or screaming, we don't have to be screaming all the time. Quote, demoralization has been the biggest enemy and Trump is changing all that, unquote. Don Black, founder of Stormfront, a prominent white supremacist group, told Politico. he's certainly creating a movement that will continue independently of him, even if he does fold at some point, unquote. Sorry, boys, I ain't buying it. There was a time when I would have bought it, but I've been down that. I didn't fall off the turnip truck recently. I think I've been through these kind of deals many, many times, and there are always people setting us up. Well, let's see. Quote: He has sparked an insurgency. Bullshit. And I don't think it's going to go away, unquote, Black said, adding that Trump's words and actions have created such a dramatic increase in traffic to his website, i.e. money, that he's considering upgrading his servers. Oh, man. Most recently, Trump had prompted controversy for proposing the U.S. ban all Muslims, blah, blah, blah. But he has also received accolades from figures within the American white supremacist community for having tweeted inaccurate crime statistics used by various KKK sympathizers, suggesting Black Lives Matter activists deserve to be roughed up, and cited the polls conducted by known Islamophobes. Well, the best thing you could do, if I was running Black Lives Matter, I'd want some whites to come down and charge in there and beat up a couple of blacks. That's the best thing. That's great publicity for them, of course. His words have in no small part contributed to the resurgence of mainstreaming of hate, Heidi Barik, director of the Southern Poverty Law Center's Intelligence Project, told the Daily News. She gets all of her intelligence from the newspapers. She doesn't have this deep privy to what's going on. There's no question that these comments Trump's been making about immigrants and Muslims are sanctioning what white supremacists believe, unquote. Barik, whose areas of expertise include studying the white supremacist activities and neo-Confederate movements, said, quote, in many ways, Trump doesn't sound any different than your average white nationalist at this point, she added. It's a very frightening mainstreaming of hate in our political system. This is just like when Obama won the presidency. There was a big splurge of right-wing activity. Yeah. Where did it go? It disappeared pretty fast. Trump's discourse has at times earned him the praise of noted racists. For example, he received the endorsement of, in August, of David Duke, a former Louisiana representative. David Duke and former imperial wizard of the Ku Klux Klan, who also suggested that the billionaire candidate's rhetoric has provided an opening for more white supremacists and more dues money coming into Dookie. How come it's against American values to want to preserve the heritage of the country? Well, we know that. Let me see here. What else have we got? You know, I talk to these people. I don't know whether they said anything about what I said or not. Trump has repeatedly rejected Duke's endorsement. There's some other guys down south trying to get on the bandwagon. Nevertheless, Trump has attracted encouragement from various corners of the white power movement for several controversies of his own making, even before he scornfully proposed earlier this week that the U.S. bar all Muslims from entering the country. He kicked off his campaign in June by announcing that illegal immigrants from Mexico are drug pushers and rapists, which they are. Okay, let's see what else. Let's see here. Going down here on this article. It's a long article in Politico. Let's see here. Oh, Heil Donald Trump, the ultimate savior. Andrew Anglin, the 30-year-old publisher of the neo-Nazi website Der Daily Stürmer, wrote on Monday in support of the Republican frontrunner's anti-Muslim plan. At the end of the post endorsing Trump, Anglin writes, "Make America white again." Well, I got no disagreement with that. In another supporting post on Tuesday, Anglin said Trump's less than modest proposal was 100% reasonable. Okay, now if you'll read, what is this outfit? Oh, this was in the Daily News, but it was from Politico. So maybe you can go to the Politico site. Maybe they quoted me, maybe they didn't. I talked to the gal for 15 minutes, telling her the pitfalls of this guy, and didn't necessarily agree, and I said I'm not going to vote for him, and what we did believe in, and so forth. And looks like she never printed a thing. So it's a waste of time for me to even talk to the press, because they don't print what I say anyhow. They have their agenda, and that's what they're going to print. They know what the story's going to be and how it's going to be slanted before they even call people. So you might as well you're wasting your time for any legitimate, honest, racial person to talk to them. I'll run a couple of messages that came in on the other phone line. Incidentally, I see that our 641-715-3800, I don't think you have to put any other numbers into that. I think you just dial 641-715-3800, and I think the message comes right on. If not, just hit pound. I was giving you a code to get into it. You can change the damn message that way.
Next message. Old messages.
Thank you for sharing this, Mr. Metzger. Forever here in Mitchell's New Park, Illinois, at Rockford, Illinois, Lux Park, Northern Illinois. There's little to no German unity. I long for being around other like-minded Germans and Celts that like me, who work, don't do drugs, barely drink, and who are racially aware and want to stand up for our folks. All I can say is, from Northern Illinois, I've got your spiritual back. I work part-time, don't know what else to say except keep fighting a good fight. Have a safe, good day.
Here from an intelligent white man like you. Your ups and downs, but you've been more right than wrong. And be sure to get your recent correspondence. And I'll be in touch, and hope you and your family have a good, healthy Yule season coming up. And take it 14. 88 and 5 words to all the bad people in Washington, D.C. Take care.
Yeah, what you're doing's awesome. Wish I could figure shit out like you. I don't know what to do. You're awesome. Fuck it, we're all screwed, but at least some of us like to fight back. Some of us don't. I prefer to fight back. I don't know how. Well, fuck it.
Hello, yes. My name is Chris.
my telephone number and learning more about joining the white Aryan resistance. Thank you very much. White God, I agree with you, man. This is the tip of the iceberg. Shit's reaching mega mass crisis. What's the word for that? A critical mass. It's going to be tidal wave after tidal wave going into Europe, and then what's going to happen here? It's going to be the same thing with the people south of the border here. And, geez, it's going to be, especially the wave from Africa. I mean, Africa, Stone Age Africa, they have nothing, and they know that white people... They obviously got to be hearing that white people are feeling so guilty that they're giving everything to the niggers in America and everywhere else. That's what's happening, man. Everything's being handed to them. You know, it's like I said before, if the, meaning the Hindus and the Mongol, East Oriental Asian Mongols, start flooding the West. At least maybe there a lot of them will be industrious, you know, and like in America here, and even Hispanics. Well, I don't know. They got that American Indian blood in them. They're good for shit. But a lot of them get into restaurants and stuff, and you know. I mean, I just see that everyone else is colored America. Everyone else is carrying on their business and their living space as best as they can. And the only one is that can't do it is the black race, and they're dependent on the white minority that's continually shrinking, like the bird that robs the nest of other birds, plants its own egg in another species nest, and these birds, small birds, are raising this big black bird that can't even fly yet, and it's still bigger than both of the parents put together. That's the white race being told how guilty it is. It owes the blacks with Christianity and everything else, and all the white cocksucking traitors, and the Jews and the media. And there's no white people left. They're all going to end up getting raped and brutalized and butchered and tortured and murdered and eaten and shit out the ass of these fucking Congoids. And they don't know for the better what's going on. They have no idea what's coming. Pat from Detroit, out, Thomas.
To delete. Message deleted. To change.
Since radio calling, White Aryan Resistance radio calling. We're at P.O. Box 401, Warsaw, Indiana, 46581. Our email address is tmmetzger1@gmail.com. Don't leave personal phone numbers or personal information on this phone line. No phone line for 50 years has been trustworthy. You can't trust phone lines. The mails are much more secure, so write to me, and then I can get back to you. Then go up to on the web to resist.com, and there's a tremendous amount of information up there, including books that you can download, all kinds of stuff. And we have our radio archives. I do a one-hour radio show every day. Every day but Saturday and Sunday. That's right. Give myself a little break there. Now you can go to the website resist.com and go to the archives
radio shows and listen to literally hundreds of my old radio shows free that you don't have to donate to. But if you'd like to get it fresh and get it every day and get it right into your box, then you send us a donation each month at the first of the month of $20, and we'll put you on our list. But that list is carefully coded, and we don't keep a bunch of names and addresses on that list. So it's been a while since I've talked to you. I think it said Halloween. God, that's a long time ago. We'll try to do it more often. I want to talk to you today about something you really need instead of messing around with these chat boards where you can just end up getting yourself in a lot of trouble. These chat boards and these membership organizations that you sign up to, they're full of informants and spies, and you're just asking, you're playing suicide getting involved with that stuff. But still, there are thousands of people do it, and even though I warn against it, we operate differently here. You can't get a membership card, you can't get a uniform, you can't get a flag of White Aryan Resistance. You can't do all these things that membership organizations do. And one thing to remember, membership organizations are useless, usually as useless as tits on a boar hog, because only about 10% or less of the people in any organization do any work. So they usually have the one big poopah, the leader, and then they have just the 10% doing all the work. And you go to these meetings and you get bored and sleepy and want to go home. You don't have to do that with us. We're lone wolves or cell structure. Membership organizations are fraught with leaks and agents. They're a technique whose time has long since passed, at least for now, if they were ever more than a Jewish occupational government tool in the first place. There is no way to know when a lone wolf is acting as a lone wolf. There is no way to know they're not. A lone wolf covers a lot of territory. The level depends upon the ability and the position of the individual. You can only inform on yourself if you're a lone wolf. Most lone wolves are simply independent people who participate from wherever they're at. This may include simple things like literature distribution and other moderate activity not connected to membership groups. A second layer are those who remain unknown but develop certain forms of usually black or gray propaganda. The third is deep cover. They may be involved in individual action or in clandestine intelligence gathering as Jewish occupational government employees, police, federal agents, media people, military, teachers, students, and in other sensitive positions of value to the struggle. That's why we say don't join anything, because if you join something and you're trying to become an agent of the government to serve our purposes and your own purposes, don't do it, because the background checks will turn it up and you won't get the job. And if you do get at a job like that, you keep your mouth shut, and if you have to, pretend you're on the other side. But don't talk about your racial views at all. If you're going to become a deep cover person, you can't do that. That's why most of these people who join groups like the Klan lose their jobs, because they not only should not join an organization like that, but when they brag about it and talk about it and show people their membership cards, they end up getting caught and they lose their job. We don't believe in that kind of activity. At this time, Action Lone Wolves are keeping a low profile because the deteriorating system is taking care of itself, so to speak. The empire, this rotten empire, is eating its own tail. They need do no more than encourage the worse is better attitude while training for the time when action will be useful and not counterproductive. So they say, when you read the bad news in the paper, the conservative-type right-wingers cry their eyes out. Oh, it's horrible. It's over. It's the end. A lone wolf laughs. The evening news becomes a comedy show. Action lone wolves do not waste themselves on low-level violence, which could not only blow their cover, but would possibly even prove detrimental or maybe get you in prison or dead. This does not disallow self-defense for the lone wolf or cell using judgment. The lone wolf does not entangle himself in situations which could possibly expose his thinking. You don't want people around you knowing if you're deep cover. You don't want everybody you know to know what you're into. Coming to the aid of a white woman who's running around with non-white guys is silly, ridiculous, and it's dangerous. In fact, the lone wolf endangers his long-range mission by involvement in any street-level racial situations, i.e., rushing to the aid of any whites being attacked by non-whites. Also, deep cover lone wolves never use racial slurs on the street to draw attention to yourself. But when you're on the street and you see somebody in trouble, the temptation is to rush to their aid. But I've seen it happen over and over and over again. You entangle yourself with some struggle on the street, and those same people you were trying to help or save turn out to be witnesses against you when it gets into the court, because they find out you're a racial person and what your racial beliefs are, and they, I didn't know he was like that. Well, I don't want nothing to do with that, so I'll testify against him and blame it all on him. So stay away from street-level action like that. The lone wolf does not entangle himself in situations that could possibly expose his thinking. Keep quiet about your views. You have to, especially deep cover. Let's see here. Many men are in prison for being knights in shining armor because the people they defended turned out giving testimony against them in open court when you tried to save their ass. Most whites must be educated by non-white brutality if they're going to become useful to the cause. I mean, most of these people out there, white people, are like sheep. They're easy pickings by non-white gangs and criminals and killers and so forth. So, but they don't learn, and they have to like my grandmother used to say, if you don't learn, you'll have to feel. And so a lot of the white people are just going to have to get it, and there's nothing you can do about it unless you're suicidal. Another aspect is cell structure. The cell is made up of no more than three people who know and trust each other after years of close association. This is the least desirable of our operation. I personally do not recommend cell operation, but if you think you can handle it and you have someone you would trust your life with, and you know who that is, that's a person who'll take a bullet for you. How many people do you know that will take a bullet for you? A cell in one area may link loosely with a cell in another area, but only through one contact member. Beyond that, cells should not connect with other cells. Camaraderie must be left for other venues. None of that big beer bus and all that kind of stuff and having all the boys over to your house and running up the flag and, waving a Confederate flag around all. Lone wolves don't do that stuff. There are those like myself who've been out in the open for years with no real possibility of becoming deep cover lone wolves. Our job is primarily one of creating white propaganda, of being public information sources, and for communicating to those in deep cover if need be. Rarely do, but if need be. Through radio shows, media interviews, gray propaganda, publications, national and international networking, and so on. When these principles are applied properly, they become our most effective tactic based upon present conditions. These tactics are used successfully around the world by indigenous, racial, religious, and political movements. Their veracity is proven. Newly released Russian information proved that Joe McCarthy was right. Using cells and lone wolves, the communists penetrated every level of European and American governments and society at large. Will there be a day when we can evolve to the open street level? Perhaps. Strong parties? Maybe. Regular armies? Could be. Rigid structures? I don't know. We'll see. I don't know because I live for now. I cannot dictate the future. I, as an individual, can dictate perfectly my actions as a lone wolf or inaction. I can be a simple propagandist today or turn on a dime wreaking havoc on the enemy tomorrow. It's up to me. The power of the individual is great. The most successful action is perpetrated by those who always remember to use the five words. What are the five words? When confronted by any agent of government, local or federal or state, always say, I have nothing to say. Get used to say, memorize that. I have nothing to say, the five words. The next thing you say is, unless if they leave you alone, fine. If not, I have nothing to say, now get me a lawyer. Okay? Now, if you follow that rule, hundreds of people that I've known have escaped incarceration, but hundreds have not because they have what? They have talked. If you talk, you probably won't walk. That's it from Tom Metzger for today.
Well, I have to apologize, boys and girls. No, I wasn't drunk when I made that recording. I forgot that that little recorder I put it on had it had a slow position, and it somehow got put on slow. So don't be spreading the rumor that I was drunk. However, you men never know. I used to have a drink more often down here at the console, but I haven't had a drink at the console for a long, long time, like years. But my webmaster genius, She-Wolf, she can take that and run it through her equipment and speed it up a little bit so I don't sound like I'm down at Joe's bar. Anyhow, that's good information for everybody. It seems like it's simple and straightforward, and it is, but it's amazing how many guys are doing time because they didn't listen to those instructions or those suggestions. Some really good guys have been doing hard time because they didn't do simple things like, you know, when they approach you about anything, agents or cops, I have nothing to say. I'm not going to talk. I'm not going to say anything. My name's gotten to be well known among certain agents and prison people and all that because they say, oh, you're... They say, I have nothing to say. They say, you must be one of Metzger's boys. But I have had dozens and dozens of young guys who've gotten to me and said, look, you saved my life, man, because I used the five words and they let me go. Well, that's about it for today. We'll be back here on Moon's Day. Yeah, and I'll take a little time off and we'll go on from there. And I'll try to change that message machine message more often. Because there's still quite a number of people out there that don't have computers and they like to use it. Oh yeah, I noticed that around these getting close to holidays, they're starting the so-called DUI traps around. And I know around here, all the counties around here, they're going to have cops all over the place trying to raise some revenue by grabbing anybody they can that may have had more than two drinks and cost them a fortune. So be careful out there, and because that's what it's all about, revenue, raising revenue. Make sure when you go out, your taillights are working and all that kind of good stuff, too. And they love to stop people with dirty cars that have bashed-in fenders, too, things like that. Obviously, that's a class thing, so be careful. Here's a guy that wasn't careful.
$137.50.
You're crazy! I can't. You're crazy!
don't pick this up, sir, I'm going to summon you for littering.